This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good afternoon here in sunny Nassau, Bahamas. This is Garth Minard-Roseborough, your host today for the program Remark. It's the hottest family show on the weekend here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And listen, man, we have a great lineup for you today. We're dealing with divorce, part two, a female's perspective. For those people out there who have known what love is, you did the flowers and the chocolates and the engagements and the weddings, and then one day, Freddy Krueger shows up and it's a nightmare on your street, and the word is divorce. This show is for you today. And so let's just lay back, and if you can just hear the music playing in the background, Teddy Pendergrass, Melvin and those Blue Notes, The Love That I Lost. Listen, we've all been in love before. And that's what we're all about here in the Bahamas. I hope today that you have not lost your love, and today we can help you to not lose that love. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm just happy to be here today. We got our friend Wally behind the board. You know, we all love Wally, and Wally be jamming on a Sunday. So just thank you for joining us. Let's strap up, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your church. Tell them, hey man, it's about to happen right here on 96.9 FM at 5 p.m. for the program Remark.
Building my whole world around you. I can remember hoping that you and I could make it on through. But something went wrong. Each other, we just couldn't get along. Take a good look at me. I'm in misery. Can't you see? But love, 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 love
was a sweet love.
Yes, it was.
The love alone was complete love.
Oh, sweet love, sweet love. You know, talking today about lost, you know, we all lost a hero in our midst here in the media world, the one Darryl Miller, Darryl Miller Live, you're most familiar with, and we just want to give a word of respect to his life and the contributions that he has made to this great nation. Definitely, he is a voice that will be missed. I enjoyed my time with him. The respect was mutual. And listen, some people are just simply irreplaceable. And so to Darryl Miller, the one thing I can surely say is that we may look at him today as being gone from us, but I'm almost certain that when the bells of heaven ring, you'll hear the voice, this is Darryl Miller, still alive. And so Darryl Miller, we salute you, we thank you, and God, he's the one who's the author and finisher of our faith. He's going to take it from here. Welcome to the show today, Remark. This is a new show. We just listened to Scotch and Whiskey with Quincy Parker. For those people who have enjoyed that show, you stay tuned after this one. This is a remarkable family show. But we're going to be followed by Lady T right after the show at 6:30. But I have to introduce to you our panel today, because last week, I got remarks from individuals throughout the country, mostly women, who were very disappointed in the performance of the men. They said these men sound weak. They sound jelly-backed. They sound like they're scared to talk about relationships. Why wouldn't they open their mouth? All they was talking about, oh, love, 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 love. So what about the truth of relationships? And the one thing that I do recognize is that our women, our Bahamian women, thank God for Jesus, they always tell the truth. And so today I have some very attractive women here. They're all taken, I do believe, but I can't speak for them. But they're all here. They're experts in love, I would hope. But they can tell us about relationships. They can tell us about friendships and bonds that they've had, situations that develop, situations that were unwanted, situations that should be encouraged. That's what we're all about today. And so I'm going to open up the mics right now and introduce you to my panel. To my right is my co-host, my good friend. You have heard from her before. It's Farmer Shelley. But her name is Shelley V. This is Shelley V. Great voice, very intelligent. I've gotten to know her throughout the years. And listen, man, she is a phenomenal individual. She has much to offer. And so I had to have her, you know, sit next to me because she is a very great resource to have nearby. And I would want her to make her full contribution to this nation as we continue to build families in this country. Go ahead, Shelley V.
Hello, good evening, everyone. I appreciate everything that was just stated. Mr. Goth, you are tremendous with what you do. It's a pleasure to once again be on the radio. I just hope to really, you know, embark and leave something for those that are willing to be listening. And it's nothing that I say I would be an expert on. I mean, let's be honest, it's love. That's kind of like something that's based on your experience type of thing. So I just want to have our listeners just hear my experiences maybe a little, and I do the best that I can to probably ease a few hearts, whether it's male or female. I just want to be truthful about the things that, you know, can impact us all. So I'm Shelley V, and hopefully you guys have some questions for me.
That's good to know. And like I said, Shelley V, she makes contributions. She actually volunteers herself into the school system to assist our children in better learning about life and agriculture and all the other things that they can put their hands on to help build this nation. So she's not just here speaking on the microphone. She actually makes a valuable contribution every week. No pay is given, no compensation. She does
it
voluntarily.
Every day.
If you are willing to assist her, you're willing to give her a little token of appreciation, you know, we can always discuss that matter, but her name is Shelley V, and glad to have you here today. Now, I got somebody who attends the University of the Bahamas, one of the brightest minds in the country, I say. Now, I'm a bit biased. I know I am, especially to beautiful young women, you know, full of vivacious energy and, you know, just look at her blushing. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's water in your bottle, not gin. You know, when I used to go to Queens College as a child in grade 5, they used to have a cup. And it used to look like water, but the way the teacher was acting, I'm sure it must have been, what do they call it, I think gin or vodka or something. But yeah. That was Queens College days when, you know, we had a bunch of us African Bahamian children in the classroom, and this poor white woman come from England and say, my God, there's a lot of black people in this room. I got to get a little sip of something.
It was too hot for tea.
But, you know, thank God that, you know, water's water and gin is gin, and this is the Bahamas, and this is Sunday. But it is water that she's drinking. I'm just pulling a tail because she is blushing. Beautiful smile from Brittany Lundy. Go ahead, Miss Brittany, all the way from the University of the Bahamas. Just have a word with us. Why are you looking at me like that? Speaking to that mic for us, you're looking all cute.
My name is Brittany Lundy. I attend the University of the Bahamas. Currently, I'm pursuing degrees in history and law and criminal justice. And today, I'm just here to add my perspective on today's topic, divorce, from a young, single, by the law, perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, listen, if she ain't married yet, fellas, let me tell you, better get in line quicker. She ain't going to be single for long. You talk with brains and beauty and brawn and she ain't never scared. I want you to understand that. As a matter of fact, she's had her family through and through the university all the way to the top. I ain't talking to business no more than that. But she is a good church girl, but she also knows how to hang. So don't think she don't know what's on the streets. But that's Brittany Lundy, okay? And now I have a very dear friend that I met when I came back to the Bahamas. I came back here in 2006 in October. And the one thing this person would not have known about me is that I returned to this country with a dime in my pocket. I only had a dime. I had 2 master's degrees. My mother was ill with, she had 7 tumors in her body. She was attending the Mayo Clinic. And I had decided to give everything that I had. I used to live in Buckhead in Atlanta, and I gave everything that I had to my mother, like all the money, and I became homeless. I was homeless in Hartsfield Jackson Airport for 3 months. And one day a voice said to me, Garth, you know what? You know, you're suffering. You're really suffering. You know, so I just listened to the voice, jumped on the plane, because I used to work for the airline, and went to Miami and left my salary, my vacation pay, everything. I had 10 cents in my pocket, and I came back to the Bahamas, and I was broke as hell. I couldn't look for no woman, couldn't look for no wife. I was broke. I mean, broke and busted and scared. And I only had, like, one jug of water in the middle of the floor where I was living. And, you know, the rest is history. I know I made some good money in this country. So those people say, hey, I'm broke, and I can't make no money in this country. But I made it, you know. And so Alicia Barton, is that Eden? Eden?
Yes. Eden.
Okay, see, I'm going to pronounce that correctly. She was one of those people that when you return to the Bahamas and you're broken and busted, she may not give you a dollar, but that smile, that energy, that encouragement, and she has not faltered. She has not quit. She has not stopped. Recently married. She is glowing. And listen, man, introduce yourself to these people. It's wonderful to have you here with me today.
Hi, Garth. It's beautiful to be here. My name is Alicia Barton Eden. Mm-hmm. Yes, I still answer to Barton. I got married last year, November, coming would make a year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have been single for 52 years. Yes, I got married late, and I thought it was a beautiful thing because at that point I had already explored a lot of opportunities and options, mm-hmm. and I finally made a choice, and I'm grateful with that choice.
Have mercy. Boy, I tell you, all women are powerful. And so today we're going to get into this discussion of divorce. I want to throw out some numbers to you. The numbers to call in today, get your pen and your paper ready. I'm having a problem. People are saying that they're calling in and they're not able to get through. Listen, I have to give you these numbers. You have to try all of these numbers until you actually make contact with us, because we want to hear from you. The program is Remark, and we want to hear from you. We want to warm you up, you know. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be wide awake for Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn. And then you have, you know, C.A. Nuri and Aaron Green. And you got Howard Grant and all those other people. Tomorrow, you have the Z-Line with Zhivago and all those wonderful programs. But we want to warm you up today. We want to get you started to call and talk to us from today. And so here are the numbers now. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. If you're from the family of islands here in our Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the number is 300-5720. Now, many of you may be shy to talk about such matters. This is a delicate conversation. You don't want to jeopardize your relationship. So you may just want to send a text because, you know, Bahamian people are strange people. We could identify you by your voice. We know your voice. And all of a sudden, you become petrified, become afraid because someone recognizes your voice. They say, oh, child, I know you had no marital problem. Or I know you had no relationship problem. And so you can text me now at 422-4796. Now, let me run down that list one more time to make sure you have it. It's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or from the family of violence, toll-free, 300-5720. Or you can text at 422-4796. Now, before we get deep into this, I want to start with the idea here of the relationship. When you first reach an age where you're looking for this special someone, there are certain characteristics that you're looking for. Yesterday seemed to me to be a bit different than today. You know, I'm seeing a different type of male today. And when women have to make that choice to choose a lifelong partner, that cannot be easy today from what I'm seeing. But let me first start with Alicia, even though I have my co-host to my right. I want to start with you because why? And the reason why Shelley is here, by the way, is because I don't want to seem as if I'm coming from a biased perspective of being a male. I need that female assistance, ensure that we get to the bottom of this situation. And so, Ms. Barton Eden, I can't disrespect the husband, so I gotta say Eden, I gotta get familiar with Eden.
Yes.
Okay? It took you 52 years to find somebody. You went through a whole lot of experiences, fellas coming to you calling you sweetie, baby, darling, child of God, child of the devil. Give us a little backdrop into that, how difficult it is for a person at your age. Because you sound like you're coming out of the 70s, early 70s. You went through the ages of love. Maybe you had Michael Jackson music and everybody's in love. Oh, Billie Jean is not my love. And you had all that different type of beats and music and everybody's grooving and moving. And so you came from an age of love. How is it that love was so hard or difficult to find until you got to the age of 52?
For me, from my experience, love was something I always wanted, something I felt that I always had this beautiful idea of what love was supposed to be. But I also had visions of my parents. My parents, at some point, were in love. They got married, they had children, and they divorced. Mm. That affected us.
Mm.
So we had many observations. I had a lot of observations. I have had my parents, I had other people I knew that got divorced, and I always felt it from my point of view. And during that time, I realized what I did not want in a relationship. I knew I did not want to be lied to. I know I did not want to feel hurt. I knew I did not want to feel as if I'm forced to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted everything to be my choice. Mm-hmm. Yes, now I'm realizing that there is some compromise. But at 52, I know what I wanted. I know what I didn't want. I had my share of, when I was younger, boyfriends that, they were all really nice at first until there was a situation. I realized how they handled those situations, how they responded to me. It was more than, yes, sex.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when we're younger, sex is fun.
Yes.
And that's what we're looking at. And then you realize, hey, sex is fun, but the guys that are good with the sex ain't necessarily good with anything else. There's no communication.
I love these.
There's no contact, no mental contact.
Yes.
And then as you get older, I raised my children. I was always independent. God always helped me to be able to afford my own home, buy my own vehicles. And then you have the men that come around and they're more jealous of you than they are helpful.
Wow. Jealous.
Jealous. Because when they see, this woman is stronger than most women I know. She could do this, that, and the next. How can I get her to be submissive? That will not happen because I do know I'm strong-willed.
You are strong-willed.
I can be very strong-willed. I have an AB personality. I can be calm, and I will try to get you back.
Have mercy.
Yes.
Oh, mercy.
But eventually I met my husband. We met online. Yes, online. Dating was...
Online in the Bahamas?
It was taboo at that time. Yes, I did meet him. And he introduced himself about a year in advance because I looked at the picture and like, no.
You're talking about online in the Bahamas?
Online in the Bahamas.
On one island, New Providence?
He lived on another island.
On another island. Okay, yes. That makes sense now. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And we communicated online before he invited me to where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there. And now it wasn't like automatic and where everything all happened all gleefully and beautifully, no.
What island are we talking about?
He was working in Eleuthera at the time.
Where is he from?
He is from Freeport and Andros and a couple other places.
Okay, Kong Salad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you look so happy, you're glowing. It's like, so you first saw him and it's like, okay, maybe, maybe not. And now it's like a definite yes for you.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Over a period of time, because I guess because of my experiences, I was always cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had his own situations going on. He was married previously. He was separated.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mine. I was raising my two children.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want anything to interfere with that.
Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, because some people feel that because you've been married before and you've divorced that you are damaged goods. But what it could also mean then, you're saying to us, is that it is just possible that the other person could not appreciate the gem that you really, you know, made yourself out to be.
Yeah.
Some people can take advantage of you or misunderstand you. Simple non-appreciation.
Yeah.
So now this is a second time around for him. This is a new experience for you. And so far, it's marital bliss.
So far, so good. It is beautiful.
Now, some people, before I move on, some people talk about the five-year itch. Now, you're 1 year into this journey with four more years to go. As you look forward, what would you say you would like to maintain in your new marriage that you can ensure that you're going to surpass the five-year itch?
Our communication. We talk as much as possible about everything. It may not be a conversation we would have that very same day. We have made a commitment not to go to bed angry, upset, or having some discourse between us, because we also realize that it could be quite possible one of us may not wake up in the morning.
Mm.
So that is something that we keep up with us.
That's some old people talk.
Yeah, but it works.
It works.
It works.
Mm. Well, we're so happy for you today. This is Alicia Barton Eden. She's now 1 year into marriage, and she's excited. She's happy. She's glowing. You know, what type of food y'all eat in your house? What type? You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Breakfast and dinner? Only dinner? Only breakfast? Or
well,
you cook or y'all order? What y'all do?
Well, I must confess, he is a chef.
Sure.
So I expect him, yes, I am still a little selfish, but I'm learning to compromise. I would want him to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner all the time. Because whenever he cooks, I know I'm going to have a four-star meal. What people are paying hundreds of dollars for at a restaurant, I could get at home.
Have mercy. That sounds so good to me, man. That sounds real good.
Now, the other part is that he sometimes likes my cooking. I'm not a good cook person.
What's your favorite dish that you can cook?
My favorite dish?
Boiled egg?
Probably fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
And that may be an issue because he likes his eggs sunny side up. And I'm firm.
But you know what? If you bring eggs in bed in the morning, it don't matter how you serve them. Once you serve them with you straight, eh?
Oh, because he's a chef. We can even go to a restaurant. We can go to a five-star restaurant, and he is critiquing everything, right from the presentation to the actual service to the meal. I'm like,
tell him ease up, man. Tell him
that's just him.
You don't need all of that.
that's just him.
But you know, we're listening to your story, and there sits Brittany next to you, young lady, attending the university. And I know when I was in school, I just can put it out there. My hormones were out of whack. So it doesn't matter what the woman was. If I see you got that shape, you got that look, I won't get to know you now. I wasn't the type of fella that ran after women when I was in university, because I was a theology major.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believed that Jesus Christ was coming today. And so I was one of those preachers that just went all out to save the world. But it didn't mean that I didn't see the women around me. And a part of me didn't want those women. Eventually, the devil will get you, by the way. I'm going to let everybody know that. Don't care how pious you are. But it's a natural thing. But being in University of the Bahamas, I'll say this. If you are a male, even my age, and you ever drove by the University of the Bahamas, my God help Jesus and all the rest of us, because the women there look great. They are, those young women, y'all got it together. The clothes
that's
you
all
wear.
That's because they are watering themselves.
Oof. You got to pray. I don't drive past the university.
And they are watering themselves.
I ain't driving
they
past the university.
They are not waiting for someone to water them.
I drive down on, what is road here name again now? Farrington Road. And I go all the way around the university. And I see, y'all men can act like y'all strong all you want because your wife listening, right? But I'm just letting you all know that you are a man. Don't put yourself like David on the rooftop because you don't know which one of them can get you. I say you see some Miss Universe type woman walking, and they like that little pedestrian crossing right there by the bookstore. Oh, they like to parade cross that. So don't even try go McDonald's or some other place around there. Talk about you're going to buy no food. Stay away from that university if you're a married man. Anyhow, Brittany, you was one of them beautiful, gorgeous women. You don't be walking across that pedestrian crossing, eh?
I have to.
You have to? So my you got your own class, walk too?
Yeah, my main class is in Michael Eldon. And if I have to go onto campus, the go to the library, whatever, I have to cross over there.
Listen to this, listen to this, listen
it's
to
a main
this.
Passing, so.
Oh, how much. Brethren, you got to fast and you got to pray. So listening to Miss Eden's story, Mrs. Eden's story, how does that make you think about relationships between now and the future? She waited until she was 52 to find the right man. How often, let me start with this, how often were you in a relationship that you felt should have been right that wasn't right? Has that ever happened to you before?
Should have been right but wasn't right?
You met the guy seemed nice, and then all of a sudden you had to drop him because he wasn't what he said he was. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No?
No. In my entire, and I haven't been living that long.
You've been
only had three committed relationships, and the third one is this one right here. Now, I've had people that I have experiences with,
yes.
But committed relationship, this is my third one. So for me, I always tell people, I hear a lot of bohemian men, they like to bash women and say like, well, because you don't cook, or because you don't do this, and because you're not, you know, real woman, or you know this. And I always tell them, I was like, no. What you need to do is find the person that suits your values and your needs and what you want inside a woman. Because everybody, or not all women want to cook. Not all women want to clean. That doesn't make them less than. So find someone that suits your needs. So for me, and I like to date. If I date you and you ain't meeting my need, we ain't going forward. So,
no
you ain't. I never had a situation where you live up to my expectation because you ain't even reach there. So... yeah.
You that hard?
It's not hard. It's just like it's saving yourself a lot of heartache in the long process.
So you're a straight-talking woman.
I'm very straightforward.
So this guy now, you've been in a relationship now for a year, 2 years, a few months, a week.
No, you know. Well.
You said the word committed, so I'm just nosy right now.
Okay, this relationship.
Look at Shelly's laughing at me. Say, oh, God, you really nosy, putting this poor girl on the spot.
Well,
but you know, you women ain't scared. So those fellas last week, they were scared. So I got to have this conversation.
This relationship was a work in progress. I would say almost 2 years.
2 years.
Almost 2 years. Not together as in committed relationship. I talk about a work in progress. For me, I had gotten out of our relationship in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind was not just in the right place after getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember it was around April, March, and I told him, this guy, my boyfriend, I told him, I said, I'm working two jobs. I'm school full time. A lot of things was going on. Too much moving parts for me. I know what it takes for a relationship and all that different stuff. I'm not mentally, emotionally prepared for it at the moment. However, we could revisit this in December. Now, mind you, I told him, that don't mean you have to stay and wait on me. If you find someone along the way, I know for me personally, I know it's selfish, but for me personally, that's where I'm at right now.
Was he brokenhearted?
No, he literally decided to wait.
Oh, he's going to wait.
Yeah, he decided to wait. So in December, we started dating. And we dated for 6 months until May 31st. And June 1st this year, we started going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that. And so it's going well.
Yeah.
Because you look so happy, so pleasant. My goodness.
Yeah, it was important, though, for I think all my previous relationships, I think we dated for like maybe a week, maybe a two, and then relationship for three years. And then this relationship, we were friends first, really good friends first.
I like that.
And then we dated, and then we got inside it.
So you all do the little church thing where you go to church and share Bible and hymnal and all them good things, too?
We have different denominations.
You do?
So we go to each other's church, and yes, we do share hymnals and Bibles if we have to.
So going to two churches, as we lean into divorce, I want you to remember the two churches to see if that's one of the factors that many families face in terms of divorcing, okay? Shelly V, this is my little sister. She said, oh, God, you don't treat me right. You need to give your sister some more love. You know, I got all these projects that I'm doing, and you have all those resources. You can bring those resources to me. But she is now my resource here on the program Remark. And so, Shelly, you know, you look like you're 16. I don't know if you know anything but love. You know, you got children, you got family. What you into? You look 16, though. You tell me what you know but love. Let me hear this.
Well, I am not 16 by far. I just take care of myself.
You take good care of yourself.
Very good care of myself, because I first personally want to be with me first. I think it's very important that we as women, you know, whether we're in relationships or not relationships, married or not married, mm-hmm. we have to understand that relationships take two people. Okay. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, I'm someone who has not been around. So my experience with relationships is very naive. I mean, my partner tells me all the time, oh, my God, you just, yeah, that's not going to work. that one is really trying you there. You know, so it's sometimes I had to learn that having a male partner is very important, being a female. Why? We were created to be a part of him. That's one. Second, we need that head. That's just me. I just believe that we need that head. As independent as I am, as strong-minded as I am, with all the degrees, I mean, yes, I just look 16, but I'm pretty much almost 40, okay? I have 3 sons, and I mean, it's a glorious experience. However, I'm not someone who would say, oh, you know, we need to have this or have that. I believe that, like all our young ladies here, I still yes. think we're all young ladies here, yes, correct? We all have needs and wants. So that's very important that we outline what's our needs and wants. And like I stated, it's both partners. It's both of us have to outline those needs and wants. In my household, I cook 3 times a day and I provide snacks. I clean, I do all that, but as you see...
You?
Yeah, and I'm a full-time farmer, and I volunteer every day except for Sunday.
But your skin looks soft, your hands look soft, so how do you manage all of that?
Because you take care of yourself. Because you're a farmer, look at Ruth. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Bible. Ruth found Boaz where? And she was, that wasn't his first, that wasn't her first. You understand? That was her second. Mm-hmm. She gave honor to her first. By literally still being there to help out with the mother. And she was blessed in return with her Boaz.
That's so a my Sunday thing sermon is, right here. Go ahead, preach that.
I mean, I'm a farmer.
Oh,
I, that don't mean that, hey, I'm somebody who needs to have hard heel foot, no. can't speak for a lick, don't have no degrees or background. I mean, yes, I have degrees in biology, chemistry, and physics, but I also have business management and marketing, econ, and accounts. I have a BA. An NDA, or whatever you want to say, an NDA, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the privacy aspects. I mean, we have it all. We could have it all as women. And I do agree there are many men that are jealous. There are many men who think women with all those things have strong will. I mean, I've been called everything but a child of God. You understand me? And I've been called this in the church. Mm-hmm. I remember vividly I walked in church while I was, and this isn't even in the Bahamas. This was in the States. I'm in church wearing a pants because, you know, while I'm in school, I'm working 3 jobs.
Yes.
You know, I'm still full-time, full overloading because I ain't finna finish school in 4 years to 6 years. Nah, I'm finishing this in 3. Mm-hmm. I am not about to be here tied down. You know, so every time you say, oh, this is a 4-year program, really? Okay. 10-4. I'm going to finish that in 3. So it's sometimes that motivation scares men away. And I just say, for the men that are scared of those women are not for you, okay? And it's not to say that women won't be submissive. Mm-hmm. We just have to find the right partner to be submissive to.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, I am fully submissive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was raised as an Asian person in here in the Bahamas. I was arranged first, mm-hmm. you understand? And I was in that arrangement for 10 years of my life. There lies the naivety of being a female in a relationship. To be honest, I didn't date. I didn't go out there and was promiscuous. I literally was raped in my arrangement, and that's how my virginity was taken. Mm-hmm. So, and that was pretty much almost 21 years old. So at the end of the day, it's not to say that everybody has a sexual appetite. I was pretty much motivated because I wanted to get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. And in wanting that, I pushed others who came along with me. And if you didn't, I was so fine with doing it all on my own. But that made me have many male friends and less female friends.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, I'm a female. I resonate with some things our feminist women, but the modern feminist women, I do not agree with. Mm-hmm. And people be like, well, how can you say you're a feminist if you don't believe in modern feminism? Hey, y'all watching the same things we watching?
Yes.
Okay, tenfold with that. But you could have your strong will, but at the same time, you don't have to have it with your partner.
True.
You know, you have to have communication with everybody in every relationship, but you definitely need it to have it with the one you lay next to. You can't say you're going to have pillow talk and then you ain't talking. You know, that's the most insane thing ever. Like, when you, yes, fresh in a relationship, I could only guess because of now my relationship now that, yes, you know, you want to sit down and talk. But look here, in that arrangement, sit down and talk, almost use that N word, but I ain't got time for you right now. I have to make sure, because I know we're going to be together. So here, I am a total different aspect. So when I speak to people, sometimes they be like, what? You didn't date? No, I didn't date because I already know who I was going to be with. I enjoyed a lot of crap from that relationship because that was an arrangement. So yeah, when he wanted to fool around, he would be like, I don't want to talk to you right now. Go for yourself, brother. Deuces. Because you know what? I wasn't going to say tit for tat. I just look at it this way. Maybe he'll get so much fun out there, he wouldn't want me anyway. Was I interested in guys? And it's not about having options.
No.
I literally knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to help more kids. I didn't want kids to live my life. If anything, I wanted them to live a life better. You understand? So that's kind of, from a child, I was like that. And it just kept that way. And I was always raised to be a beacon and not a tool. So that's me, God.
Well, listen, this is the conversation that we're having here today on the program Remark. It's a new program here, Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I want you to join in this conversation for those of you who are just joining us. Call your friends, call your family members. Let's have this conversation. I give you the numbers once again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or call from the Family Violence 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Let me ask a question here to you, those that are listening, and to our panelists today. Alicia.
Yes.
What would you say? This is for you, the guest, as well as those who are listening in. You can call in and give me your answer. What would you say is the number one reason why Bahamian relationships do not work or Bahamian marriages do not work? The number one reason why divorce probably occurs in a whole lot of marriages. What would you say that one reason would be?
In my opinion, I think it's communication. From my observation, I've seen persons, even my parents, you grow up in a society where boys are told, you don't cry. You beat a macho man. Women are told, okay, these are secrets that family keeps and stuff. You know, those family secrets, I think, hold a lot of detrimental side effects. Why? Because, all right, I can't tell mommy so-and-so did whatever. I can't tell daddy so-and-so. It can cause a problem. The man, on the other hand, oh, I did this, I did that, I've been with her. Without figuring out that intimacy and sex are two different things. So you grow up as an adult. Okay. She has a bunch of secrets that she cannot communicate to supposedly her partner.
What type of secrets you figure?
Any kind of secrets.
Talk to me
straight.
Because
once you hold one secret, it goes on and on. It snowballs. Then you don't even realize what's the difference. So it could be something small. Family secrets cause big problems. Family secrets cause big problems. Those tiny little secrets that little girl or little boy is keeping, they're going to remember that. That's in their headspace. As an adult, that falls into the way they think, the way they comprehend a situation or any other relationship.
So
it causes a little confusion.
So you want to talk about communication. It's a big issue, major issue between the couple. And you're talking also about that includes also secrecy and such other discussions that matters.
Because secrets, that's part of communication. I can't tell you my secret because I was told if I tell a secret, it's going to cause a problem.
Isn't that really how we are groomed or we are trained?
That's true, but nowadays I'm thinking it's changing a little bit. Now I see some children, they verbalize, they're allowed to talk more.
Well, I know.
I see children nowadays, they tell their parents, I mean, I grew up in a household, you eat what I cook, you eat what's on the plate. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I see children, because I know I'm guilty of that too. The children, do you want this? Do you want that? Have you had enough? The children saying, yeah, but still coming back to you 10 minutes later saying, I'm hungry.
They could do that as long as they eat what was placed in front of them first.
Yeah. But Brittany, what do you say? What do you say is a major fault for
communication
relationships?
Communication is my
or
issue.
For, you know, people get...
Is it divorce or just communication?
Relationships. Marriage, period. What do you figure is the biggest problem why Bahamians, a man and woman, or a gay couple, or lesbian couple, or whatever couple in this new age that we live in, why would they separate? What is the most major cause in your mind as to why a couple in the Bahamas would now disassociate from each other?
Well, I did look up reasons for why people, well, the grounds mm-hmm. for divorce in the Bahamas.
Wow.
Yeah, I did look that up.
That's your legal mind working?
No, not now, but I looked it up. Prior to, I looked it up.
Okay.
And it was interesting. Obviously, you have infidelity and all that stuff, but it was interesting when I saw cruelty.
Cruelty?
And I feel like cruelty, for me, is the number one.
Ooh.
Let me define it for you, because I had to look up, I had to define it from, to I was like, cruelty? I was like,
Educate us.
It's like, cruelty in divorce can be defined as any act that causes harm, pain, or distress. This could include emotional abuse, physical violence, sexual assault, and neglecting the needs of children. The most common form of cruelty in divorce is emotional abuse, including name-calling and humiliation. And I feel like that's it happens so much within our society, relationships, whether married or common law. Mm-hmm. Marriages,
name calling, shouting, screaming, hollering.
Yes, and it gets out of hand, and then sometimes you have what she say, lack of communication starts to falter because the name calling, the disrespect, the this and that. I feel it all stems from that level of cruelty, whether it's emotionally, physically, or spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
because I'm thinking in my mind, I'm thinking because you do not know how to communicate, you're gonna
articulate
shout.
Articulate what you want to say.
You do not know how to express, mommy or daddy, husband, wife. I have a problem. Can I talk to you about it?
So let me ask this question then, and I'm listening to both of you before I get to Shelley. Is that a male issue or female issue prevalently? Which one of the sexes would you think is more responsible for lack of communication and for administering cruelty? Let me hear this.
My opinion, it could be both.
No, I don't want to hear both.
In my opinion.
I want to know straightforward.
I cannot tell you that straightforward. What I can tell you is that can be even on both fronts.
It can be. But in our Bahamian culture.
I can't tell you that.
I can answer straightforwardly.
Well, go ahead, my straightforward friend.
I would say more males. More males, for me, Bahamian males have a hard time articulating how they feel. And okay. I feel like it stems from how they were raised. A lot of them don't get that articulation from their parents, their grandparents, whoever raised them, even to express that when they get relationships or their children, they don't know how to articulate certain things to their children or their spouses or et cetera. So you're expecting something from them with has not been taught, and they only could react how they grow up. So, like, when you see a man telling you this or telling you that or throwing hands on you, I feel like it's learned behavior. It's not something that you just learned inside a relationship when he get with you. So, like, we expecting things from persons that come from, and look at the Bahamas society. We have a lot of single parent homes. A lot of them are being raised by mothers. And a lot of father figures are lacking. So I feel like out of the streets grow them up, or this place grow them up, or that place grow them up, or this, the system is not together. And I feel like when the system ain't together, we have a lot of things that happen.
Single parent homes.
I'm not discrediting that. I'm not discrediting.
No. I understand. Oh, I know.
My mom had.
Oh, there were five of us. Four with my dad, and then she had another one. and she had two boys. My brothers have never been involved in any
altercations,
no issues, mm-hmm. or anything like that. But they're perfect gentlemen. They are perfect gentlemen. But then I think that's a choice. People can give what they... I mean, like you said, it is learned behavior when they learn those things and they express those things. But they have a choice.
Mm.
You have a choice.
Well,
when you realize you have to make a choice, then you make that choice, the best choice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've seen some single family homes where the women have raised the men, and they're real gentle, gentle men. I mean, I say gentle, I mean extremely gentle, very soft.
Oh, Jesus.
But hey, that's also a choice, and we have to respect the choices that people make. But we're going to get right back to this discussion in just a few moments. This is Remark with Garth Minot Roseboro, and I have here in the studio with me Alicia Barton Eden. We have right here Shelley V, and we have Brittany Lundy. We'll be right on back. Call in and get a part of this conversation on Remark here on 96.9 FM.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Join the party. At Solomon's, we believe that variety is the spice of life. With the introduction of new brands and the arrival of a wider assortment of quality products, even the pickiest of shoppers will want to celebrate. With more variety, you will find everything you need and want when you shop. So join the party today. Shop Solomon's for a wide variety of quality items right at your fingertips.
Want to build wealth and secure your financial future? Join RF Bank and Trust and BizX as we team up for World Investor Week from October 7th to 11th. We're bringing you free resources to master investing. Whether you're building a resilient portfolio, navigating ESG investments, or going global with international markets, this is your chance to learn, grow, and take charge of your financial future. Join us and let's build wealth together. Visit RF Bank Trust on Facebook or Instagram to learn more. Don't miss out on this World Investor Week, October 7th to 11th.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Hey, man, that is some good, cool, groovy music right here on 96.9 FM here, Guardian Radio. This is where we talk it up here on Sunday, the program Remark. I'm your host, Garth Roseboro. We got Wally right here behind the boards. And I tell you, Wally sure knows how to put it on. He gives you that good, groovy music. And you know what? I think if more men would listen to this kind of music, maybe we could have some better relationships in this country. You know, you got to put a little bit of love in your heart, you know. You got to put down those weapons and put down that anger and put aside, you know, those small indifferences. And let's just talk about, you know, what it means to really love each other, what it really means to be committed, what it means to fix our broken homes in this country as we build this nation. So, you know, I want to thank Wally for that especially, man. He is my guy here on the weekend, and he has my back, he has your back. And listen, you got a request, just go ahead and let him know. If you got a question, just call in and let us know what's on your mind. This is, once again, Remark. I'm going to throw the numbers out one more time quickly. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll-free number 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Now, we didn't get to Shelley's yet, talking about that number one reason that she would feel that, you know, relationships, they disintegrate, or that marriages would end up in a situation where the couple no longer wants to be together as lifelong partners. Go ahead, Shelley. Just go ahead and fill us as to what your number one reason would be.
Well, I think it's one word, women.
Women?
Yeah, women, just women.
Oh, mercy.
Well, because like in the last, the part one,
yes,
the divorce, remember we stated that divorce and all these good things that are sometimes bad things, mm-hmm, are mostly introduced because of the woman, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that men don't do anything for a woman to respond in a certain way. It's to say that women probably don't have patience. Your mommy had patience?
My mother.
Your mommy had patience?
Mine did.
And I can tell you, a lot of Bahamian women do not have patience.
I don't.
So, exactly.
I was afraid when my mother had patience, because the punishment didn't come instantaneously, so I knew it was going to come. It's like how you say Jesus coming soon. You know he coming, but he didn't come yet, so you got to wait. So the punishment was in waiting, mm-hmm, and then the punishment was in getting it.
Yeah,
so,
but see, that's cruelty. That's just like Miss Britt just said.
Yeah.
And that's also not communication.
But my
Once
mother
again,
denies it. She said she never experienced that with me. She said, I'm just talking nonsense. I made it all up.
That's what they call selective memory.
That's called manipulation, actually.
But I have a lovely mother. I love her to death.
Yes, but also your mom doesn't want you to think evil of her.
No,
right?
Of course I would never do that.
So it is, that's borderline, that's a white line manipulation factor.
Well, it made me a better man. I mean, it worked for me, it worked for her.
But it don't work for all of our men.
That is true.
Okay, so you have to know your children. You also have to know who you had your children with.
Yes.
And sometimes that's 50% of why the children respond the way they are. And for our men, because they are also now raised by just women, that 50% is now 25% of what they actually came from a male factor. So now they are 75% more woman. Let me rephrase that.
I'm listening.
They are 75% now more raised by a woman. Mm-hmm. So that means they are now more emotional, they're more in feelings, they're more unstable, they are more cruel in relationships. They are more people who don't communicate well in relationships. For me, women are so much problems in the regards of how men are now molded in today's society.
Wow.
And to be honest, women have always been a factor.
Mm-hmm.
E for Adam. Let's look at the royal family. Whenever there was a woman who wanted power, the man died.
Mm-hmm.
Many men died. So we can go from history to history and seek out the true problem is the fact that our women have lost what womanhood should be about. We have lost what sisterhood should be about. And we should be our siblings' keepers. Meaning, if we saw men more as our family, and not just, oh, women are from Venus and men are from Mars type situation.
Mm.
If we could stop our women from taking on so much more male aspects, then we would understand that there is a significant difference if the woman is more in tune with understanding what she really wants in a male, she is going to get. And if you don't know what you really want, you're just going to get whatever. And then you're going to divorce.
Yes.
And then you're going to get another person. Then you're going to divorce again because it's just easy, mm-hmm, to do it.
And what happens often or not is that a lot of women tend to be attracted to the same person,
correct,
over and over again.
Correct.
Different name, different face.
Correct.
But the same personality.
Right.
So a young woman, when a young woman looks for love, what are some of the characteristics that, and then you know something? Look at this show, right? Where are the men to either say they agree with you or they disagree with you? The men just weak. You know, they talk with politics, big, bad,
wolf politics. These men have mothers. They have to go home to wives.
They were here last week.
We don't want to kill them.
They were here last week, and they just whimpered out. You know, they didn't want to tell us what the real situation is. One even said he doesn't exist in circles where men talk about these things. You know, I'm like, what in the world is that? But you know, I didn't fight.
And that is communication. They're afraid to communicate, mm-hmm, how they feel.
Yeah, because they've been
consequences. Is it consequences?
Of course, it's always consequences when a man open up and say about his emotions and feelings. First thing they're going to get slammed in the Bahamian culture is, you're a sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think so?
Yes.
Of course.
We've seen it. We just said it a while ago. They've been called, you said you just got calls about the men being jelly backs or being weak.
Now, they did say some off the wall things.
They did?
You know, some soft things that I personally wouldn't attract to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what?
Like, you know, when you're being feeble and you just going to be quiet, if you literally have something wrong with you, I prefer an honest man.
Just say so.
And I prefer to get them feelings crushed and hurt. I mean, all crushed up. Because ultimately, I feel like, dang, you know, he did tell me this. So it's up to me now to make that choice and say, hey, maybe he trying to be malicious or maybe actually trying to better this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you could take out your personal selfish aspect as a woman out of that conversation, you will realize that this man is actually telling you exactly what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So if he is saying, hey, I don't want to row right now, but we as women, what we want to do, we want to resolve. Because we don't want to go to bed at night angry. And that's not a bad thing to say. But maybe we can't. We don't have to do it right now. We could do it later on before we go to bed. You know what I mean? Like during dinner time, around dessert. How about that? I'm
not going to lie. I have been guilty of that. Because
me too.
Once or twice, my husband had this.
Once or twice?
We had a few arguments, and he has this line, I don't want to talk about it now.
Mm-hmm.
The words of death. Of course I'm going to push it.
Most men don't like the word triggered. I think that's what that does to all women.
Well, that's something you got to learn, though.
Let's take this call real quick. Go ahead, caller. We see you on the line. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Hello? Caller, you're breaking up.
Hey, hello, God. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right, just call to congratulate you on your show again. I was one of them who was on the show last week.
Yeah, you're one of the jelly backs?
Yeah. No, I ain't jelly back, but I mean, you know, sometimes when men express themselves, women use that thing as a weapon, so,
Thing.
You don't try to ruffle no feathers.
When you talk about thing, you're talking about intercourse?
No, he's talking about his truth.
Yeah. Huh?
His truth.
Yeah, the happy home.
Or the happy home.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if a man see that it's going to create a problem, then some men just back off and don't really express their feelings. You see what I'm saying?
Mm. So you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but that's where communication comes in. You know, like one of your guests said earlier, that communication is very important. So if you can communicate with each other, I mean, things like that could be easily solved, you know.
So if a woman, let's say the wife and husband, you're having a discussion, or the boyfriend and girlfriend, or the girlfriend and girlfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend, I understand how this country works, right?
Thanks.
So let's say this to you, right? You're in a relationship, okay? And who should win the relation? Who should win the argument? If the woman is talking, the man is talking, who should give in first?
Well, it's sometimes compromise, you know, sometimes you compromise. You agree to disagree.
You agree to disagree. You compromise?
Yeah, sometimes you have to compromise, God, because remember at the end of the day, you know, what happens if you don't give in sometime. But, I mean, sometime, again, you have to stand your ground. You know, the choice is yours.
So as a man, you're not weak for giving in?
No, you're not weak. I guess you're smart.
Smart. thank you, my friend. It's good to hear from you. He's one of our crew from last week, who I call the jellyback crew, but he said he's no jellyback, folks. He's a real man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you all this then. So you're in this relationship. Now, as for me personally, we're having a discussion about a situation, and we're disagreeing. You mentioned to me about going to bed, not being angry with each other, but coming to some resolve. But at this particular point, we have not agreed on what that resolve is. Is there a point that I can now go to sleep and visit this tomorrow?
Yes.
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 Okay, so how do you do that? Because a lot of people do not know how to do that. Go ahead, Brittany. You're the youngest one. Tell us how the legal mind at the University of Bahamas is going to deal with this.
No, that's personal experience, not the legality of it. But for me, something I had to learn, because I was one of those persons that I'm like, I want to solve it now. I want to be done with it. Mm-hmm. I was not, because what I've learned was that sometimes when we used to get mad, And we think it's such a big deal right then and then. And then a week go by, a couple of days go by, and maybe that weekend you're supposed to spend time, but y'all mad. And then when y'all finally talk, it's like, we could have talked about this from when it happened. It's like, so it was just so much wasted time. And I just learned, like, I said, okay, that was one layer of it. And then after I started to address it head on, then you had the personality of it. No, I need a couple of days to process this, a couple more hours to process this, and then I could revisit this because I don't want to say something out the way or I think I'm overreacting in that moment. So me being a person I want to resolve right then and there, and this, have this other personality like, no, I need to process this first, and then we could have a proper conversation first. So I compromised. So I was like, okay, we could talk about this. At a couple hours later, we could talk about this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. I'm not going to bed. I'm not technically going to bed mad.
Because we had some
level of communication.
That's communication.
That's communication if it's possible.
We'll address this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But the only issue with that is sometimes is some men, unless you bring that up, they're bringing that back up.
Of course not. Of course not. And they'll carry on like it never happened.
I'm going to bring that up.
What?
Because it has to be resolved.
No, but it has to be resolved.
Because it's going to keep happening.
See, it's going to raise ugly heads somewhere, some form again, if it don't be resolved.
See, that's communication.
Yeah, it is. And with men, I
wouldn't be able to communicate to you, but you also have to be able. You communicate to me. You tell me what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, at least listen to what I have to say also. I'm not arguing with you. Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Just want your point.
Listen.
Yeah, you have a point too.
So
we both have points. So, we can be even.
Mm-hmm.
Just that you need to hear me just like I hear in you. Okay. Don't expecting me to be a sounding board. Mm. And I have no one to talk to. You know what happens then? I'm going to talk to somebody outside of that relationship.
Now people in it.
I'm going to be adding people to that relationship. If I can't talk to you, who else can I talk to?
And isn't that also a problem? Because then your marriage information or relationship information is going to the outside. And you're going to
bottom line is communication.
And people are going to say, you know what? You know, Charlie got problems, you know.
That's
then, and then the one who you're communicating to got their eye on your man anyhow. Could that also cause problems?
Correct.
So that's why do you go outside and speak to someone else?
Well, it's not about why she would.
Why.
It's the fact that most women need to get it out. See, women are a gentle creature, but we can be vicious just like nature.
Vicious.
That's it, the word. We can create chaos.
Why do you think there's something called Mother Nature?
Yeah.
She's female.
Look at you all pulling together.
It's just knowing your yin and yang possibilities.
Yin and the yang. She know I like that yin and the yang talk.
Now, which one is white? Which one is black? It's all depend on the situation. But like both ladies just stated, you know, you don't know. It's based on situation.
You're right.
Because let's say, for example, you just find out your man's scheming. You telling me that's going to be a later on conversation?
Well, I agree, no conversation.
H to the
okay,
E,
so
to the
what?
L to the L to the no.
Guess
okay?
what? I have a text that came in for you, right? And before I read this text, I'm going to say this to all of you. In terms of your discussion, I think what gets to men in terms of communication that you speak about, wanting to resolve an issue. First of all, men, I know of myself in my younger years, do not first want to admit that there is an issue or problem. We don't ever want to know that our relationship has a problem. The problem in and of itself is a problem. It's not supposed to be there. And the fact that you, the wife or the girlfriend or fiance, saying to me, there is a problem, my manhood is affected. I'm like, what the hell? How did that happen? I'm not protecting my relationship. You found a problem. You're not supposed to find that problem. That problem is supposed to be swept under the carpet, kept in the dark. Leave that alone.
Secrets.
And I as the man, I will deal with that in my time.
Secrets.
You see? And so then when you come and start talking to me, oh no, we can talk. I just gonna say it the way it is now. We can talk about this. And the man be like, who put you in charge? You see? And then he starts to hear his mother's voice talking to him, like, oh, you think you're my mother.
Yeah.
That's who you so he becomes inwardly offended and say, you know what? He begins to build up this wall. And before you know it, he realizes one thing. You can do what you want to do to that woman all you want, but that mouth ain't closing. And so he walks at the door and he gotta go cool off somewhere. That's how it happens. And for those men who can't walk out the door and cool off, then it goes into a physical situation because a man, just how you say you want to just get that out, a man just wants to get that out of his system. He can't deal with the fact that I have these problems in my relationship. That's just men. So I want you to ponder that. But here's the question for you from the text. Good afternoon, God, to you and your guest. I agree with Miss Eden. One of the issues in relationships is secrecy and lack of communication. What do you do when you find out that you're involved with someone who likes swing parties? Who's preferred on a liberal or open type relationship, homosexual, lesbian, etc. You know, LGBTQ+. What do you find out when you're in this relationship and the person wants to invite a third person into the relationship for threesomes? This is after you're married. And then you're finding this out after you've exchanged nuptials. You told God that you're going to be faithful. You told the pastor you're going to be faithful. You told the church and community and the family you're going to be faithful. And then they're going to bring this news to you that, you know what? All this time we've been in this relationship, I've had these thoughts in my mind, and I want to exercise these thoughts. How do you feel about that?
For me, obviously, I'm going to say, well, one, you've already exchanged those nuptials. I have exchanged those nuptials. I went before God, and I exchanged those nuptials with you. That commitment was between me and the Father above and you. If you were ingenuine when you went before the pulpit, before you went before the priest, before you went before God, that's between you and your God. We have a conversation. We have a covenant. That's between me and you. Nobody else.
So there's no room for editing this program? There's no room for changing the agreement?
No, because I knew what I wanted when I went before God, when I went before the church, when I went to the altar. I knew what I wanted.
So the same way you compromised on the discussion we're having that we couldn't close on today, we'll just close on it tomorrow, you can't. Lay back.
That's different levels.
No.
Observe,
no,
revisit, exactly. No. And possibly accept.
I love my husband, but I love my God more.
So it's a religious thing for you?
No, it's not a religious. It's a spiritual. It's what I want for me in the next life, what I plan on doing for the rest of whatever eternity the Father has for me next.
So I can respect that because for you it's spiritual. But not every marriage is spiritual.
Not every marriage is spiritual.
Some marriages
you sit
are
down, you have a conversation.
It's civil. It's just a civic marriage. It's just you go to a JP, you're not Christian, I'm not Christian, and we
guess
just
what?
Gonna be married for
I went the to sake a of- JP. I went to a JP. My wedding took 30 minutes. I invited the most important persons to me at that time. Hey, I need you all at this spot at 11 o'clock. 11:30 everybody was dispersed and went their merry way.
You got Ackland's bloody.
No.
I'm just teasing you.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. We sat down. We had a discussion. This is what we wanted.
Uh-huh.
I had my priorities were set different. A marriage is so much more than a wedding. That's my thought.
The reason why I pick on Ackland's people, you know, my great-grandmother's from Ackland. She's from Lovely Bay, right? The Johnsons, right? But, you know, they know how to save money. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I mean, if you know how to manage your money, I want to take my hat off to every Bahamian family that knows mm-hmm. how to save money. But as you mentioned that to me about the justice of the peace, it comes to my memory that people who are still awaiting maybe to get married one day, like Brittany and whoever else is listening, that it costs a whole lot of money to get married. A lot of people spend thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars just to be married. And divorce is not cheap either. Divorce can run you $3,000 plus your house, your car, the dog, the cat, etc. So when you talk about going to a JP to be married, I'm thinking now that you're starting on a quest for financial management of your home because you realize that, you know what, this is all that we need. We don't need extravagance. We don't need the extra stuff. But you can now understand that a lot of relationships are simply divorcing because of financial situations.
Yeah.
Shelly?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question to that question that was posed by that person.
Text it. Okay, go ahead.
When you say that's something that they're interested now in, mm-hmm. because it was a fantasy that they were having prior to but never acted on it,
mm-hmm.
so that's not a conversation they had prior to marriage?
No.
Why?
Because once again, I think as Ms. Eden said, you have secrets.
Now
let me be honest. I'm on the show and I'm telling you what type of person I am. I'm old enough now to talk some truth, you see. I'm 55 now.
Intimacy.
See? Now, if you had checked me 10 years ago, maybe even 5, I'm not going to talk like this, but I talk like this now because I like Daryl Miller. I can be looking to say, Jesus, I'm coming home. So this is what I'm going to say to you. Mm-hmm. There's a stage in a man's life where he fantasizes about more than one woman at a time.
Okay.
2, 3 women, 4 women. As a matter of fact, he would participate in a swing party if he could get away with it. That's men. Men have this animalistic instinct within us. And there are many women that have the same longings to do such things. It's a wild part of your existence that you just want to explore to that particular level. Now, everyone does not enjoy that. Good Christian people in the Bahamas, Catholics and Protestants, etc., and from all the different faiths, some of them have this spirit of control that they don't think these ways.
No.
But many of us who sit in church, we're looking at the woman across the aisle, and I've actually been a pastor. when I was in Grand Bahama. I'm not going to call names, but there were two prominent people in the church, and they were doing what they called the wife swap.
Oh, okay.
The wife swap thing. Mm-hmm. Now, that was in public knowledge, but like you say, secrets you're going to find out later on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The good news for that was that they were able to reconcile for the public sake.
Yeah.
What happened in private after that, I would think, you know, there's a possibility they may have still continued on. But these are things that happen in relationships. People have ideas. People, like for instance, when I had a relationship one time, the lady said to me, you Caribbean men are no good, especially you Bahamian men. Y'all just ain't no good. Y'all are like dogs. So I said to her, I know that you're a fan of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Oh, you love some Rock. I said, so, you know, I used to work at Atlantis at the time, making a lot of money in timeshare, and used to see these celebrities walking around. So I said, let me tell you something, baby. If The Rock came here today and invited you up to his room, you think I have any faith that you're not going to go up there? You think I have any faith to say that you're going to say to him, ain't nothing happening, chief? You think I'm that dumb? I said, we are all susceptible to some faults, but we all pretend as if we don't have these faults. We don't have these situations. I told y'all, I'm not going by the University of the Bahamas. I told you these things.
Stay away.
I told you these things. So I'm saying to you, the people who are listening today, you don't want to call me today because everybody's afraid that somebody that they love, somebody that they know is going to be listening and they're going to get themselves in trouble. Because after the show last week, you should hear people calling me, man, God, that's a great show. Yeah, boy, you know, I think this and I think that. I don't want to hear nothing after the show. When I leave here at 6:30, I don't want you to call me no more. I want you to call now and talk to these people because we're having a conversation together. When I leave here, I'm going to talk about fishing and doing some other type of stuff, all right? But go ahead, Brittany.
But, Gart, I think two things. A lot of people, what I found, a lot of people don't know when it comes to this divorce thing is a lot of people don't know you can get an annulment.
Annulment?
Yes.
A lot of people, I'm in disbelief. A lot of people in the Bahamas do not know. Oh, have you been married for a year? Less than a year. I think it's less than a year.
Less than a year,
you could get an annulment.
So you know what's going to happen now, right?
And then two, I feel like we should implement no-fault divorce in the Bahamas.
You see why I got her on the show? She knows some things. So, Shelly, you know, we know all of these things living in the States for a little while. But you see why I got a
because
little young
like something like
mind
that?
Here? But you see
with
what
that,
she just did?
That thing right now, I would say a no-fault divorce.
Jesus, they, Lord, listen to me.
Go that way.
We can talk about what that is because let me tell you what's going to happen now. Right now, some radios are on and they're listening to 96.9 FM here and about saying, you know what, Jesus, I didn't know that I'm a no annulment. What that is?
What
no fault divorce thing is?
They're going to increase more divorces. We got it.
But you know something? Shelly, before Brittany expands on that whole idea, do you recall how much a no fault divorce costs in the States? You remember?
I think it's actually free if you go probate.
It's like $50.
It's free.
Just to record it.
It's cheap. Free. Yeah. You can get a probate lawyer.
Yeah.
Florida is
no-fault divorce.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Brittany. Tell us what a no-fault divorce is and tell us what an annulment is. Go ahead, legal mind.
Well, I don't have it full up yet. From my understanding is when, let's say, Shelly. Shelly. Shelly's married and Shelly want to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
All she got to do is, if she's in one of the states, because I don't think all 50 states does it.
No.
If she's in one of the states that does it, all she got to do is go before
the court
mm-hmm. and file for a divorce.
Yeah, and just give
without plus. The consent of the partner.
Without the consent. She has to,
that's called no fault.
I mean, I would have to be she in could send state. She yeah. could send it, but it's not predicated required. On whether or not she responded or not.
No.
The judge could set down a jurisdiction.
She's correct. One's children and no money, financial needs to be split, no yeah. kids are in or from that marriage, then yes.
It's different particulars. It's not cut and dry as that, but that's basically it.
So
that.
Why?
It says the heartache is cheaper, it's faster, simpler, and more private in many circumstances.
I like it. So let me ask a question.
You could even write, do it in a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. If you want.
If you want. No, I mean, but to be honest, nobody reads the newspaper. So you could literally put it in the newspaper for 30 days, and then it is actually accepted.
Yeah.
So my friend, I'm going to start with my legal friend, Brittany. Why isn't the Bahamas legal system looking at implementing these such things? Why? I mean, we know why, but I just need you to say
it's not financially beneficial to them.
This is what we're talking about. So the people who
I think it's because of religion.
That's a fact.
We are
as well.
So? Nation. Yes.
Well, the legislators are lawyers. They make more money from divorce.
But that has nothing to do
how though? Because a lot of Bahamians don't even go through with the divorce. A lot of them separated and say they still married, but they're sleeping with someone else.
Right.
I have a girlfriend now. How you can have a girlfriend and still legally married?
Because they have never understood that.
But doesn't the Bible call that a concubine?
No, but I'm saying you're saying the lawyers getting
I look how Shelly looked at me.
They ain't getting divorced.
In Asian culture, they call
it's just a concubine.
They ain't getting divorced, is my point.
Yeah, because
what money they making?
Financial reasons. Maybe because of the children.
I know the reason. I'm just saying they ain't making no money from it because everybody's still married. And everybody's
so the lawyers are not
around.
Making money.
I talk about divorce wise.
Divorce wise.
I know
many
too
couples,
much people are still divorced.
They don't.
But separated.
They don't go through the divorce aspect. It's best to just say you're separated and stay married because a lot of times these men and women actually build businesses together. They have car rental companies, they have restaurants together. And you would be surprised to know that some people in these main restaurants you go to every Sunday when you go to Araki, those couples are not together. Mm-mm. But they are there together. You'll be surprised to know that when you take your child to certain things that, they are part of these organizations and programs that are, you went there and they were husband and wife, you would not know that those two individuals are not together.
Well, you know what I believe? I believe that a lot of people don't get divorced because one of the people involved in a relationship does not want to let the other one go for whatever reason
that's
true, too. And one of the people say, you think I can let you marry her? Hey, that ain't never happening over my dead body.
That's
so,
selfishness.
But this is a spit for spat situation.
But that's why you have grounds for divorce.
Listen to me. That ain't happening. That's probably in the States. But what God talking about is not really in the Bahamas. When you go and do those polls, when you look at the facts, women go to the courthouse by far more times than an American woman, than a European woman, than a Canadian woman, and that even of a man. We go to the courts first.
We do.
Yeah, we do. And
not,
in
not
this, and in this,
we do.
Women do. And the thing is, you would.
Y'all
find,
got the money.
It's nothing to do with money. Women will actually look. Divorce here in the Bahamas is $5,000 to start.
What?
And that's if you know the lawyer.
I could buy a cube of that.
Listen to me carefully.
I think it's $2,200, some people.
It depends on how much you have to do in your case.
Yeah,
but
true.
It's pretty much start off at $5,000, okay? And that's not to say if you have kids. So at the end of the day, when you look at all those aspects, most men are not going to spend that money because that $5,000, they could flip it. They could put it towards another car for their car dealership.
Yes.
To be honest, $5,000 could get me two cars because I know the price is not customs. That's a digress. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, that's really what it is. Most men would not go and divorce their woman because one or two things. If she's going to stay because I cheat and I'm going to just continue to cheat and still have my woman. It's literally the cake and eat it too syndrome.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and the thing is, some women that actually allow their men to do that, they just simply don't want to be someone who without that man because he probably have the money.
So now that we're here, and I know our time is running out, believe that or not, the time has gone quickly. Here's a final question for you. What would you say is the reason why Bahamian men cheat in a relationship?
The women.
The women?
The women.
Go ahead and clarify.
Well, let's be honest. If you don't have peace in your household as any type of man, like most men, no matter where you are, it could be in Africa, it could be in Canada, here in the Bahamas, it could be in America, you have black men all around the world that are literally stating, my house ain't peaceful. Okay, and why is your house not peaceful? It's because of the woman. So sometimes they come home from work, and even if they don't come home from work, the fact is we as women, we pick those men because we have choices.
Yes.
Men don't have choices as much as women. This is why men also don't go to the divorce courthouse to get divorced, because they ain't really have that much options. All right? And now if he's a top-tier man and, you know, he get, you know, a couple of six figures, mm-hmm. he has options for women. Mm-hmm. But if he is a gentleman that makes only $50,000 a year, let's just be real. If he is married, he's going to hold on to that marriage because he may not be married again. And even though his household is not peaceful, he stays in that because at the end of the day, he is not alone. Most men will not talk on this. The fact is, I am happy that men have found it nice to say, hey, you ain't like those regular women who would just look at me and talk down to me. I try my best. I have three sons. The first and foremost thing is I have to respect a man. Because I'm going to have men soon enough. My whole thing is the fact that we as women don't look at the fact that we are the problem. Our mouths are the problem. The fact that our selfishness is the problem.
Yes.
We, in this day and age, we want what we want because we have fought for it. We have had feminists before us who literally have laid down the line. But we have not digressed off of that. We ain't chilling out now. We already have where we could go in the workplace, get the jobs. We already have where we getting the paycheck on the same pay par as the man. We have where we could be in every factor, even in sports. Mm-hmm. And it's still not enough.
Wow.
We got to stop now.
I like it. Let's take this caller quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good day. God, Rose Burroughs.
Good day. How are you?
So you know I'm a regular caller, but it's my first time calling on this show. I don't agree that that men have problems in their home because of the women, you know.
You do or you do not?
She says you do not.
You do not or you do?
I do not agree that it's women's fault.
Okay, go ahead. I like it. Go ahead.
And the reason behind my disagreement is the fact that you have, for lack of a better word, you have some girly men. Who just put on throw tantrums like children. And, you know, behemoth women, we just kind of don't like too much nonsense. No. So you know, but you have divorce rates high in the black community across the world. Now, if you want to compare it to that, you know, it's different. But you can't compare us to Caucasian or Asian. We're not of the same type. We have short patience. You know, we try, but we ain't go overdo. If we see you, there's no effort in you, what's the point? Should we just drop and go?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Your first time calling in. Hopefully, it's not going to be your last. We're here winding on down. We're going to take one last final break before we get out of here. I'll get your final thoughts together. We're going to hear just one more conversation moment from our guest here. They're going to give us a closing remark. And then I'm going to close off the show. And, hey, this is Remark, man. 96.9 FM Bahamas, right here in Oaksfield and Nassau, New Providence. Got some wonderful programs lined up for you next week. We're going to talk with politics on Sunday. Politics on Sunday. You know, you people like politics more than church. So we're going to talk with politics with Howard Grant from the Foundation and Leonard Sands from Nailed It. Both are hosts here at 96.9 FM. So we're going to have a great time next week. But until then, we're going to take a little break and then we'll bring closing remarks here today, Sunday, at Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Thank you.
Oh, baby.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Listen to me, listen to me. Right here in Nassau, Bahamas, Wally be jamming. I mean, I could listen to this music all night long. Listen, man, I'm right here sitting. I saw something that just caught my eye. I'm looking at our guest here, Alicia Barton Eden, right? And she trying to hide it, right? But I saw that bling bling on that finger. Listen, if you all see that bling bling, all y'all single women need to get married to get one of them bling bling. I talk about bling, bling, bling. It's a huge one there, but that's a whole lot of love. I mean, that thing's sparkling. I don't see no, what do you call it, zirconium or whatever they call it, Rubik's zirconium. That right there came straight out of Africa. Straight out the mine.
It's not a black diamond.
Beautiful, black beautiful, diamond. Beautiful. That's why the woman could tell you all the day, it's her spiritual life. It's Jesus, because she got all that bling, 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 bling. You know what I mean? So, hey, Felicia. Hey, Alicia, just congratulations. I got to tell you that. Just give us the closing remarks, Alicia, and then we're going to hear from Brittany. Then we're going to talk about Shelly Vinn, and we're going to close out. Go ahead and make your last remarks.
My last remark. It was a pleasure being here with the two ladies today, Shelly and Brittany. You guys are great. I don't mind working with you all again. Gar, thank you for inviting me. Yeah. To the public, like I said, communication. Three ladies today were on the show, and we all consider, from my observation, we all consider ourselves flowers, and we water ourselves, we pour into ourselves. We know what we want. So when you get into a relationship, know what you want, what you want to give to somebody. You have to be able to bring something to the table and not expect for the table to be set before you.
Thank you so much, Brittany. Go ahead.
Somebody messaged me in regards to saying the show can't be over because we have not yet explained annulment. And I just want to touch on that. And I said, an annulment is a court order that says your marriage was not valid from the start. So basically, like, let's say y'all get married and within that year period, things don't work out for whatever reason. The courts give you that grace period. I'm going to call it grace period to void your marriage. And it's recognized by the law. So for guys or ladies that are inside a predicament where you have been married less than a year and y'all have irreconcilable differences, that's an option there. That's an option instead of waiting off past a year and then got to go through all that money and stuff and headache. But my final thoughts, I'm agreeing with Mistress
Eden.
I just wish our Bahamian men and women know what they want, find the persons that they want, and know that marriage, relationships on the whole is something that you got to consistently work at. I know sometimes people be like, you get married and you're so happy and you get in these relationships at the beginning and then throughout they change when they have children, they change when they have this and that and that. But it two people inside that relationship and both got to work at it. So it's constant work, and I feel like once you've continued to value, love, respect, commit to your vows and whatever you all to agree with, and put God first,
Amen.
Y'all.
Go ahead, Shelly V. You got 30 seconds, unfortunately.
No problem. Well, I appreciate being on the show, like always, Mr. Goth. I thank you, Mistress Eden. I thank you, Ms. Britt. I appreciate both of you guys. And once again, congratulations to you both on your prosperous, prosperous production, everything, all the peace, you know, possibilities and everything in your new relationship.
You want no pregnancy?
But that's also
anyway,
listen. We ain't gonna talk about that, but I do appreciate it. To the callers that called in, you know, y'all were amazing too. And in regards to just understanding that we as women, we as men, if we want our relationships to be something, we have to first have a conversation before marriage is even presented. I think that's the first and best thing I would say. And, you know, just be honest with each other. You know, lay out your lines. If you want to be married to someone, obviously there should be no secrets. So, you know, literally understand that everything will happen in its best interest.
Well, we're fresh out of time right here. Your last sector said the answer is comprehension. We can communicate all we want, but if a person doesn't comprehend what is being said, it doesn't matter how effectively they communicate. And she said, Shelly said, women, wow. Listen, folks, it was a great show. We had a great time. I'm flat out of time here today. This is Remoff. I'm Garth Maynard Roseboro here at 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. Lady T is next. And join us next week. Tell your family and your friends. Politics on Sunday with Howard Grant and Leonard Sands. It's going to be hot next week, Sunday. Have a good one, Bahamas. Stay safe and do not drink and drive. See you next week. Thank you.